Been an exciting year for the twins so far. Ever since last October, when Rocco Baldelli came in as the new manager, there's been a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation. Most of us have probably been following the pennant race, and we're excited when they clinched it for the AL Central. And I've been told I have a striking resemblance to Rocco Baldelli. Maybe it's the hair or something. I'll tell you that our salaries are much different. But I think it'd be cool if maybe we did a swap one day and he came here and I was the manager for the Twins for a day. We'll see if he goes for that. But it's been an exciting year, and I was actually able to make it to my first game of the season. It was just a couple weeks ago on Thursday, and it was a really exciting game. There were four bombas, which I learned are home runs that game. One of the pitchers for the other team, the Royals, was ejected, so that made it for an exciting game too. And the crowd was just really into it. I actually had the best seats I've ever had at a Twins game. A priest friend of mine got them from one of his parishioners, and we were just behind the dugout. And so our cell phones were buzzing the whole game. Everyone, we see you on television, we see you on television. Anytime they zoomed in on a left-handed batter, there we were right in the shot. And of course, our collars stuck out. We had our Twins hats on, our jerseys, and then our collars. But it was exciting, especially to be so close. All the cheering, the high fives, the clapping. Even at one point in the game, some people close to the field started making a really high-pitched noise and messed with the pitcher of the other team. He got the yips, and so for a whole inning, he wasn't able to throw. So I really felt like I was part of the team that game. That the W the Twins got that night, I had some kind of role in it somehow. It's been exciting, and that was an exciting game for me. Of course, there are fair weather fans too, right? There were probably some there who don't follow the Twins. I'm not a huge fan, but it was fun to be there. But everyone there, it seemed, was participating. Everyone there seemed to be really into it. I'm sure there's some who weren't, and especially when you go to a boring game, there's probably even more who are there in the stands and they're not that engaged. You see them at their seats and they're eating their popcorn and looking at their phones, and you think, why are you even here? Why did you pay the money to come and watch this game if you're not even watching it? There's always people like that at a game or anything we go to. And I see part of them in this reading today from the prophet Amos, the people that he woes against. He says, woe to the complacent in Zion. Woe to you who are lying on your beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on your couches, drinking your wine or overpriced beer, eating your lambs on sticks and your calves. Woe to you who are complacent, who aren't actually engaged. And then there's a stark contrast today in the second reading, Paul writing to Timothy. Paul charges Timothy, we hear, to compete well for the faith, to be in the action, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach. These are two very different pictures for us, the complacent versus those who are engaged, those who are listening to the Father, those who are competing, St. Paul says. And of course, there are always Christians on both sides, right? There are some Christians who will perpetually stay on the sidelines. They're just spectators. They treat Mass or their faith as a spectator sport, somewhat disinterested, like on their phones, those at the baseball game. Even some who come to Mass do this. Even some who are here every Sunday or are here very often. They can view Mass as something the priest does, something the choir does, something that the readers do. And then at the end, they clap and say, that was a nice Mass. And they go home unchanged. They go home the same people that came. These are the complacent. These are the ones who really haven't made that second step to engage their faith, to compete well. This has actually been called Christian atheism. Christians who believe in Christ, but they act and they live as if he didn't exist. He has no bearing on the rest of their life, no bearing on their worship, no bearing on their decisions. Christian atheism, or Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI called it practical atheism. And he actually argues that it's worse than disbelief. It's worse than the people who are actual atheists who don't believe in God. Because the Christian atheist believes in Christ, but thinks there's nothing wrong with the way that they're living. And if we stay in that complacency, it will lead us to a very, very dark place. This is actually what I think is going on in this parable that Jesus tells today. This parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I don't ultimately think it's a parable about wealth. That's just on the surface, that one man was rich and one man was poor. But Lazarus didn't go to heaven because he was poor. That doesn't make much sense, that all the poor go to heaven and all the rich go to the torment of flames. That's not actually what Jesus is saying here. I think there's something deeper. I think the deeper point is that the poor man's faith animated him. We don't see all of the details, but he must have had an animating faith. He wasn't an atheist. He wasn't someone who believed in God, but then just let the rest of his life go by the wayside. That's what the rich man did. The rich man lacked an animating faith. He walked through his whole life. He probably went to the temple, but he didn't get it. He lacked that second place. And this is the type of faith, brothers and sisters, the faith of Lazarus that I want to be known for. A faith that animates. A faith that influences all of my decisions, my whole life, my worship, everything that I do. I met a stranger a few months ago, and he recognized me as a minister, and he said, "Hey, Father, there's a difference between going to church and having church." I said, "Tell me more about that, brother." He said, "The devil's not worried about people who go to church, but he shakes at people who have church, who are engaged, who are competing well in the faith, who are making a decision for Christ across the board in everything they do." And that's the type of faith I want to have. That's the faith I want to mark this parish, St. Jude's, to mark our diocese and all of the faithful here. You've heard a lot of announcements and bulletin articles and things in the Catholic spirit about a synod that we're doing here in the Archdiocese. Archbishop Hebda is calling all the faithful to a synod, S-Y-N-O-D, a synod. A synod is just a gathering of the whole church. It's going to be the rich and the poor. It's going to be St. Jude's and all the other parishes, the clergy and the laity, those who are Minnesota natives and those who are immigrants and refugees, people from Latin America and Africa and Laos, Asia. It's the whole diocese, the whole church. And the purpose of the synod is to listen to the Holy Spirit, to actively engage our faith, to pray and to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. This is what Archbishop Hebda wants from us. It's going to be a 2-year process leading to a weekend in May of 2021. And there's going to be prayer and listening sessions in this first year. We're going to keep announcing them and keep letting you know about them. There's one happening on October 11th at Guardian Angels in Oakdale. And these are times when the whole church and you here at St. Jude's can participate, can actively engage in our faith here in our local church, to say, I don't want to be someone on the sidelines. I don't want to be someone that just shows up, that applauds, and that's it. I want to have a faith that means something, a faith that matters, that motivates me to carry on Christ's mission here on this earth. So brothers and sisters, I challenge you, I encourage you, I charge you today to compete well for the faith, to step up to that call to Christian discipleship and commitment, to get off the sidelines and to get into the game.